Well, good morning, good evening to some, and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Inspired to Pray. Y'all, I'm always inspired to come on a Monday morning to just touch and agree with you. I learned a lot this morning about touching and agreeing, but we'll get into that later. So, those who know me, who are following me on Facebook or with friends, know that I just celebrated a birthday this weekend, and it was just such a blessing to be, to feel so much love, you know. When you're used to pouring in, it's nice for someone else to pour into you, but it was just also nice that God gave me another year, and so I was just grateful for this weekend and all the love and all the celebrations that took place. But it was on Sunday that really blessed my whole spirit, y'all. So I don't know if you all know who Pastor John Hanna is, but I went to visit his church on Sunday. And he has a series called It Had to Happen This Way So That I Can Get to My Next. And one thing that stood out to me, that could preach right there. Whatever you going through, let me just stop. That you thought shouldn't have happened to you, I want you to know that it had to happen this way. Come on, somebody. Because it's helping you. The Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love you and who are called according to your purpose. So it had to happen this way. I'm not going to preach his message, but I'm telling you, it really blessed my soul. But one thing, it was a lot of things that stood out, but one thing that came to mind this morning was when he said, when someone do what they do, I need to do what I do. And basically, whatever it is, if someone did something to you, hurt you, I don't know, cheated on you, lied on you, stole from you, mistreated you, mishandled you, when people do what they do, you need to do what you do. And that is to pray. He talked about praying and singing like Paul and Silas did when they were in that jail. But when I thought about it in my personal life, I said, you know, one thing I'm going to do is pray. I had a situation happen to me a couple weeks ago. It caught me so off guard. I was like, what? And the next thing I know, I said, let me pray for you. I was hurting, but I'm going to pray for this person. Why? Because what I do is I pray. And so when people do what they do, you do what you do, which is pray. But what spoke to me this morning was not only do we pray, but we also touch and we also agree. And I know I say that when I come into here and I say we're touching and agreeing, but to understand what agreement really is, it took me to another level this morning. So I want to share with you what I was reading, a little bit of it before we get into our prayer. The power of agreement. Matthew 18:18-20 says, take this most seriously. And yes on earth is a yes in heaven. A no on earth is a no in heaven. What you say to one another is eternal. And I mean this. When two of you get together on anything at all on earth and make a prayer of it, my Father in heaven goes into action. And I gotta say that again. When two of you get together on anything at all on earth and make a prayer of it, my Father in heaven goes into action. And when two or three of you are together because of me, you can be sure that I'll be there. That's the message version. Listen, y'all, I know we come in and we touch and agree on the topic, but I want you to understand something that I had to really get this morning. And that is, When people do what they do, you do what you do, which is praying and finding someone to touch and agree with you about the matter. That means that you have to be transparent and not afraid to share your issue. Amen. We might be asking God, well, what's taking so long? And I'm wondering now, when I ask God what's taking so long, have I found someone to agree with me? Have I found someone who has the same unity in heart? So as we go into prayer, I want you to think about what you have been waiting for God to do, what you have been heard about and trying to figure out, well, how long is this going to take place? I want you to think about who have you decided to touch and agree with? Because the Bible says, I ain't say it, y'all. The Bible said in Matthew 18:18, that if you just had two, just you and somebody else, and you decide to agree on something on this earth and make a prayer of it, God has to go into action. Let's pray. Most Heavenly and Precious Father, Lord, we thank you for another day, God. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for putting us in the mindset of prayer. We thank you for being able to breathe in and out on today. Father God, we thank you for our activities of our limbs, Father God. We thank you, oh God, that we can use our voice, that we can use our ears, all of our senses, Father God. We thank you this morning, oh God. Father God, this morning we also ask for forgiveness and also help us to forgive others, oh God. Lord God, as we come into prayer this morning, we also want to thank you for what you have already done and what you're going to do. With that being said, God, we thank you for the word on this morning, the word of agreement, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that the understanding of what agreement really is now more prevalent to us, Father God. Lord God, we've been praying on some things, Father God, not just in this prayer together on this podcast, but also in our private time with you. We have been asking you for things. We have been waiting for you to move, Father. We have been, Lord, just over and over asking about the same things, Father. But Lord God, we ask you today, God, that you will lead us to someone that would agree with us, Father. But you said in your word, if two or more are gathered in your name, you would be in the midst. In other words, with two or more, when we get with one more person that wants the same thing that we want and we make a prayer about it, Father, you said that you are going to be there. You said all we need is one other person and you would be there. Somebody that's going to believe the same way we believe about the same situation, oh God. So Father God, we pray right now that you would lead us to that person. Father, that we would make a lifestyle of it, God. That we would share life and live life together, oh God. Even right now as we pray and bring people to our thought life, Father, to our minds, Father God, that we can share our heart with God that will agree with us, Father God, so that we can see your presence in that situation. We can see you move on our behalf, Father God. We thank you in advance for bringing those people into our lives, oh God. We give you glory right now, Father, and we just honor you for it, Father God, just even sharing this information with us on today, Father God. Father God, as we, Father God, in this prayer, Father God, I just want to ask you, Lord, that you would help us, Father God, to pray without ceasing. Help us to pray, Father God. Help us to worship you, God. Help us to meditate on your word. Help us to apply the word to our lives. But most of all, God, help us to find someone to touch and agree with, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now we ask that anyone divinely connected to us, oh God, that you will cover them by your precious blood, that no hurt, no harm, no danger, nothing, no traumas, nothing will come against them, that we will live a long life together on this earth, and we will do the plan that you had in mind when you created us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for lacking no thing, God. But you said in your word, you have supplied our every single need. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Father, for everything that we stand in need of being met, and even some of our wants, Father God. Oh God, we pray over our children and our grandchildren and our adult children, Father God. Cover them by your precious blood, Father God. Father God, crown them with protection, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you right now, God, for all that is divinely connected to us. Father, we pray for our livelihood, Father God, that everything, Father God, that is in our path, Father God, that you have given us, that it is protected, Lord. We thank you for shelter. We thank you for our finances. We thank you, Lord God, for being able to get from here to there, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all the provisions that you have made, and we thank you for the ones that you have in mind for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, as we seal this prayer, we ask that you would seal it and you would bless it. In Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Y'all, I really could have went on. It's so much more that I wanted to share with you, but my time is getting away from me. Let me just, I want to say this too, because I don't think is this the one? Y'all, I be all over my little devotional. I be everywhere. I'm trying to find one thing I wanted to read to you. I done lost the page. But what I wanted to say was that unity is what we want to come with when we're talking about prayer. And anything outside of that is division. So right now, I bind anything that's dividing in your life in the name of Jesus. We come against any form of division between you and another person, between you and your children, between you and your workplace, between you and something. We bind the spirit of division and we loose the spirit of unity, and we pray and we thank you for the person or the people that you're sending in our lives to help us in this agreement, in this unity, so that things that we have in our heart can come to pass in Jesus' name. All right, y'all. That's it. I could go on. Have a blessed day, y'all. And I'll see you next time in prayer.